The movie industry is no stranger to controversy and scandal, but even by Hollywood standards, the ongoing and daily allegations against prominent filmmakers accused of sexual misconduct and sexual assault has created a disruption of the status quo that is rippling beyond the entertainment industry. As women have become empowered to share their stories of harassment and gender bias on and off movie sets, initiatives and movements have sprung up to support the accusers and chart a path forward in addressing systemic challenges to women in film and television. I'm Charles Horak, and you're listening to On Film. We're living in a cultural moment in which the speed of accusations and swiftness of responses can feel dizzying. To discuss this moment and what it means for women in the entertainment industry, I'm happy to have back on the program Jennifer Marin, president and founder of the Alliance of Women Film Journalists. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Chuck.
Great to hear from you again. It's been almost a year since we talked. I should mention you're joining us by phone from New York. We've been discussing this back and forth by email, these topics, for the last few months, and I'm so glad we can talk about it here today. How long have you been writing about film and the film industry?
Well, I've been taking part in the film industry since I was a child. I grew up in it, but my focus on writing about it has been for the past 20 years or so.
And you've, how old now is your Alliance of Women Film Journalists?
We are in our 11th year.
Fantastic. With regards to the discussion of the treatment of women in the film industry, have you ever seen a period like the one we're living through right now?
Not exactly like this one, no. This is quite a storm. But there have been, of course, allegations and a kind of an undercurrent of this sort of exploitation of women for quite a long time. I mean, ever since Hollywood became Hollywood,
sure,
there's been a knowledge that a lot of casting takes place on the couch, so to speak.
Right.
And it hasn't been hidden particularly, but on the other hand, it has not been spoken about explicitly as it is now.
Yeah, I guess this really was triggered last fall with the allegations around Harvey Weinstein, which just created an avalanche and an upswell of women feeling they could finally speak about their own experiences beyond just the Weinstein experience. And it seems as though almost daily, if you follow entertainment news at least, either in broadcast or media or television or film, that there's just allegation after allegation now.
It's true. The Me Too movement, sort of broke on social media, and that created quite a storm of, an infusion of commentary about this. Again, I think that women are speaking up and feel free to speak up, feel that there will not be shame involved in their talking about this. But on the other hand, I think there's also a lot of fallout that has not been, was not anticipated because of it. I think that some of the allegations that are made are targeted improperly, perhaps even unfairly.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we need to really take a look at what the Me Too movement is producing.
Which we should differentiate, the Me Too movement is broader than the entertainment industry, but it's that hashtag, the Twitter hashtag, Me Too, has been used to encourage women, and millions have, to tell their own stories of sexual harassment or abuse. So it's had a positive impact in that regard of developing awareness of the magnitude of the issue.
Yes. Yes, absolutely, and hopefully leading to tremendous social change. It's across the board. You know, there are political people involved as well, politicians, and not just people in the entertainment industry, people in business and design, every aspect of our life.
Sure.
And it's very important that these issues be raised and addressed, and that there be steps taken to prevent further harassment and abuse in the future. It's just, it doesn't work. It's not healthy for us to have all of this residue of abuse and the resentment of abuse.
But for those who don't follow the industry or even social media closely, there may be some confusion between Me Too is really a platform for women to express their experience so that there's a greater awareness in the culture of the prevalence of these kinds of activities and aggressions towards women, as opposed to a lot of people, particularly since we've just been through the award season and the Oscars, might have seen the Time's Up badges on a lot of actors and filmmakers. The Time's Up movement is really focused in the entertainment industry on actually making change happen, not just bringing awareness, but taking it to the next step is developing initiatives to address the problem.
Well, I think Time's Up is also not directed exclusively at issues of sexual harassment or abuse.
Right.
I think it's also directed towards equaling the playing field for women in the film industry and making sure that women are properly and decently represented on screen.
So these two are overlapping issues, but
exactly.
Still separate, that Time's Up is looking at more endemic, the underrepresentation of women in general. Maybe a subcategory would be the way they're treated once they get a job, but Time's Up is really trying to address the disparity or lack of parity in the number of women in the entertainment industry, as I understand it.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And I think in terms of the Time's Up initiative, that there is a sort of more, how can I put it, a more positive, proactive initiative to get more women involved and to get more women to have opportunities within the film industry, to point to successes that they've already had in the film industry and to build upon those and go further. So that there will eventually be, hopefully, full recognition of women's creativity, women's perspectives, and women's skills.
And part of that is, in this culture, if you don't have a legal fund, then it's hard to make change. And they have a legal fund that is taking in contributions. I think there are already over $13 or $15 million in a legal fund there to help defend women. And that's being administered by the National Women's Law Center, and that's going to be supporting women at all tiers in the entertainment industry that may have been wronged. So that's one way in which the advocacy and awareness is turning to concrete steps, I guess, to work within the economics of the studio system and the movie industry to affect change.
Exactly. I mean, there have been a lot of legal efforts as well from the Alliance of Women Filmmakers, and also from Femmes Fatales, which is another group of
yes.
a collective of women who are very proactive in trying to take steps to legislate change and make it happen, not just verbally, but in actual fact.
We, as I mentioned, we just came through the award season, so there's a lot of television shows focusing on the glamour and the famous in Hollywood who are nominated for various things. And those shows became platforms for speaking out on these issues as well, more than perhaps ever before. We also got the normal year-end tallies of how many women are involved in the major productions that are being made, and it's a fairly dismal statistics that come out at the end of every movie year. But I think for you and I, who don't just watch Hollywood blockbusters, I see the last few years as a lot of positivity when I see a lot more women in indie films and particularly television and streaming in prominent places on casts and crews.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. We looked back at the Alliance of Women Film Journalists. We looked back at our list of films that we'd recommended throughout the year as movies of the week. And 41 out of our 52 movies of the week were directed by women. That is a very high percentage. And those films are not recommended because they are not good films. They're not recommended exclusively because they were directed by women. They are fabulous films, very worth seeing. And they're films that don't enter into the mainstream ever. But the statistics that we're looking at in terms of change, the statistics that are released by San Diego State and by the Annenberg Institute are really focused on Hollywood. And Hollywood is not making the changes. And the film industry, if you look outside of Hollywood, has had some quite significant changes for women in terms of production, in terms of what they've been able to produce. Getting those films seen and known and recognized is quite challenging, however, still.
And I think we've underestimated the enormous impact of premium cable and particularly the streaming services that have gotten into original programming. There's just an explosion of opportunities right now, particularly because of Netflix and Amazon and Hulu and a lot of those services that are getting into the production side, and so much new content being helmed by women, created by women, about women, that I wonder if Hollywood is beginning to feel like they're getting left behind.
Well, I think that they're trying to not be left behind, but there are there are some really big issues now. Hollywood is really trying to hold on to its ways, let's put it that way, and
right.
its influence, and its money, actually. It's money about it, at the base of it. But I think the Academy is now going through a debate about whether or not, whether Netflix can or Amazon can lobby or prepare its films for theatrical release and online streaming or television release at the same time, mm-hmm. and qualify for both the Oscars and the Emmys. This is a huge assertion of power, let's put it that way,
right.
That they are trying to eliminate the influence of Netflix and Amazon, which have greater platforms, actually, and the potential for a much larger viewership than Hollywood films do if they continue to present themselves exclusively in theatrical release, which they're not doing. I mean, it's the whole industry is changing.
Well, the word power you just mentioned, I think that is at the root of so much of what is going on in these situations, whether it's on a personal level or a corporate level, and the hanging on of legacy power. This is a huge topic. We're just beginning to wade into it. I'm wondering if it's all right if we might continue this conversation into next week and keep talking about all of these issues.
Sounds good to me. There's lots to say.
Good. We've been discussing the upheavals and paradigm shifts happening in the entertainment industry as a result of the ongoing allegations of sexual misconduct and sexual assault that continue to be made against prominent and powerful men in the film and television industry. My guest today has been Jennifer Marin, president and founder of the Alliance of Women Film Journalists, whose focus is the support of women professionals covering the entertainment industry. To see some of the AWFJ's weekly recommendations and critical writing on the current cinema, log on to awfj.org. Join us next week when we'll conclude our conversation on the various and ongoing allegations by women against filmmakers and discuss some of the positive progress for women happening within the entertainment industry. On Film's producer is Lauren Terrazas. An archive of past programs is available on this station's website at ktep.org. I'm Charles Horak. Thank you for listening to On Film.